It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's college football time, and a big question around here is, who will be number three in the SEC? To the surprise of virtually no one, the national odds makers have made two SEC football teams as the betting favorites to participate as part of this year's four-team college football playoffs. Yes, America's bettors are selecting Alabama to win it all in 2022. Ohio State is barely edging out last year's champion Georgia for that number two spot. And according to Vegas, the number four team in will be Clemson. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? SEC West stalwart Alabama features the returning Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young at quarterback, and a likely Heisman candidate anchoring the defense in Will Anderson Jr. Last year's national champion Georgia Bulldogs will return with quarterback Stetson Bennett to once again operate an offense like an experienced surgeon again this year. Both teams, Alabama and Georgia, should be really good in 2022. So who is the number three team in the SEC? Being the third best team in the SEC may not sound very exciting, but you never know when either Alabama or Georgia might have to deal with some unforeseen difficulties this year either. Despite all of the constant media attention which is given to Bama and Georgia, there are several other teams which might make some noise this year in the SEC. So let's take a look at some of those other teams which might become part of the SEC title discussion by early November. First, number six preseason rated Texas A&M. The Texas Aggies now have a target on their backs after their head coach got into a barking match with the longtime king of the SEC, Nick Saban. Jimbo Fisher was offended after Alabama coach Nick Saban accused the Aggs of buying up many of the top high school recruits using millions of dollars of that NIL money, courtesy of A&M's deep-pocketed and very enthusiastic former students of Texas A&M. Over in Austin, Texas, the Burnt Orange Brigade of college football fans can't get enough of this story. Many Texas Longhorn fans have never liked A&M's attitude either. So I suspect that they will be pulling for Alabama when the Aggies come to Tuscaloosa in October. Texas A&M will have three home games against teams which are currently ranked in the AP preseason top 25. Beginning on September 17th, Aggieland will be hosting number 16 Miami of Florida and then receive a visit from number 19 Arkansas the following Saturday. The long-awaited game at number 1 Alabama will happen 2 weeks later on October the 8th. After that, the Aggies will host number 21 Ole Miss on October 29th and then finish the season against an LSU team which owns an 8-2 advantage over Texas A&M during the past decade. Yes, the schedule is tough, and I do think the Aggies may be a little bit overrated to begin the season. My prediction? 8-4 for Texas A&M. Now, number 19 preseason, Arkansas. The Razorbacks have slowly crawled out of the basement of the SEC West. Now, this team has become a legitimate force to be reckoned with after just two seasons under coach Sam Pittman. After last year's 9-4 finish, the Hogs may find out how high the ceiling is this year. Arky features a senior quarterback in KJ Jefferson, and he's just as likely to run the ball as he is pass. But their opponents have also had the entire offseason to study this and know what's coming. Arkansas's football schedule begins with a home opener against number 23 Cincinnati. The Hogs have a brutal four-week stretch during the middle of the year, playing at number 6 Texas A&M, a home game against number 1 Alabama, at rival Mississippi State, and then play a road trip at number 25 BYU. Then later in the season, Arkansas will play back-to-back games against LSU at home, and then go on the road to play at number 21 Ole Miss. My prediction for the Razorbacks, 8-4. Next up, number 20, Kentucky. Yes, Kentucky plays football too. Under head coach Mark Stoops, Kentucky won 10 games last season and could do the same thing this year too. Quarterback Will Levis is a potential first-round pick next spring, and if some of his new receivers will step up this fall and help the Wildcats score enough points, Kentucky's defense is usually good enough to give them a chance to win in any tight matchups. In reviewing Kentucky's schedule for this year, the Wildcats will face just two ranked opponents. They'll travel to play at number 21 Ole Miss on Saturday, October 1st, and then host number 3 Georgia on November 19th. They'll also mix in road trips to see Florida and Tennessee. Those will be important games too. With a relatively light schedule and a solid defense to count on, I do like Kentucky's chances this season. My prediction for Kentucky, 9-3. Next up, it's our preseason number 21, Ole Miss. With innovative football coach Lane Kiffin calling the shots, the Ole Miss Rebels are receiving a reasonable amount of national respect with the number 21 ranking. However, there are a lot of important question marks, especially at quarterback. With just days to go until the season opener against Troy, the starting quarterback situation at Ole Miss is unknown. The battle between holdover sophomore quarterback Luke Altmaier and USC transfer Jackson Dart, it's a great name for a quarterback, huh? Dart, indicates that Coach Kiffin may alternate these players until one of the two emerges as the on-field leader. Like Kentucky, Ole Miss's early schedule with Troy, Central Arkansas, at Georgia Tech and Tulsa should give the Rebs a very good start. Then the hard work starts. Kentucky pays a visit to Oxford on October 1st, and then the Rebels finish with a brutal five-game final stretch. Starting with road trips to LSU and at number 6 Texas A&M, Ole Miss will then host number 1 Alabama, travel to number 19 Arkansas, and then end at home with the annual Egg Bowl game against their intrastate rival, Mississippi State. Ole Miss is going to give us a few wildly entertaining games. You can count on it. But also, they're known to underperform at times, too. Since the head coach, though, doesn't have any confidence in his starting quarterback, I wouldn't bet the farm on Ole Miss in 2022. My prediction? Ole Miss, 7-5. Next up, unranked Tennessee. Like Ole Miss, Tennessee has the opportunity to torpedo the postseason plans for more than one ranked team this season. Second-year coach Josh Heupel, a former quarterback himself, has helped to revive Tennessee's offense in just 1 year. If the Vols' defense can finally become more consistent, this is the kind of team which could outscore any ranked opponent and upset the college football playoff favorites this season. Are you listening, Alabama and Georgia? The Tennessee schedule features four teams in the AP Top 25 preseason poll. After an early trip to number 17 Pitt, the Vols' season will depend on the outcome of a six-game stretch, a home game with Florida, a road trip to LSU, a home game with number 1 Alabama, and 2 weeks later with number 20 Kentucky, and then a road trip to Athens to play number 3 Georgia. Ouch! But I think Tennessee will pull off at least one stunner this year. However, the Vols usually find a way to lose at least one game that they're favored in that leaves you scratching your head. My prediction for Tennessee? 8-4.
Bye!
Next up, the unranked LSU Tigers. The Tigers fired Louisiana native head coach Ed Orgeron, who's probably still now relaxing on a Florida beach somewhere, and broke the Bayou State's piggy bank open to sign former Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly. There's no question that the discipline on LSU's team will be greatly improved to help LSU keep close in a few of the ball games. And like at Ole Miss, LSU's quarterback play, though, is unsettled to start the season. And there are some holes to fill on the defense, and the team also lost a place kicker, Cade York, to the NFL as well. The good news is that LSU's talented bench should be deep enough to rise to the occasion in 2022. After a relatively benign first-month schedule, LSU's schedule for October and November, though, is quite difficult. Other than a mid-November home game with UAB, which was 9-4 last year, LSU must play SEC games at Auburn, hosting Tennessee, traveling to Florida, hosting number 21 Ole Miss, and number 1 Alabama, then travel to number 19 Arkansas and finish at number 6 Texas A&M. And now you know why so many people are not very confident about LSU's chances of a great season this year. I agree. My prediction for the Tigers, 7-5. Speaking of Tigers, then there's Auburn. In case you missed it, Auburn's athletics director Alan Green was sent packing last week. Football coach Brian Harsin, who was hired by Green, was already sitting on the hot seat after a 6-6 regular season during his first year on the Plains. Auburn's season is setting up as almost a mirror image of LSU. Both teams have an uncertain quarterback situation, holes galore to fill on the squad, and a difficult closing schedule. Auburn's October and November is filled with five ranked teams. The Tigers will play at number 3 Georgia, at number 21 Ole Miss, at home for both number 19 Arkansas and number 6 Texas A&M, and a final road trip to number 1 Alabama. If Coach Brian Harsin can get this team to finish 8-4 or better, he'll keep his job, and he should be considered for the National Coach of the Year as well. My prediction for Auburn, 6-6. Then there's Florida. There's a new head coach in Gainesville, Florida this season as Billy Napier, formerly from Louisiana Lafayette, takes over. The Gators might have been a little short on talent last year, but Coach Napier's recruiting success is already starting to show up. Quarterback Anthony Richardson was expected to be an SEC superstar last year, but he didn't handle the pressure very well in his freshman year. With a new coach at Florida, Richardson must rise to the occasion this year if the Gators are going to compete for an SEC East title. If Florida, coming out the chute, can upset number 7 Utah and or number 20 Kentucky in their first two games of the year, which are both at home, look out. Florida's schedule eases a bit until back-to-back road games at number 3 Georgia, well, that game's in Jacksonville, and number 6 Texas A&M coming down the stretch. We're going to find out whether Florida's coaching has been the problem recently, or were the players simply not as good as previously advertised. And I expect both of them are going to perform better in 22, and Gator Nation will start to feel better by season's end. My prediction for Florida, 8-4.
Yes!
So how about the rest of the SEC? I have reviewed the talent and the schedule for Mississippi State, South Carolina, Missouri, and Vanderbilt. And though I do believe the Mississippi State Bulldogs might have the best chance to post a winning record out of this bunch, a record of 7-5 by any of these teams is probably going to be their ceiling in 2022. So drum roll, please. Who will be the number 3 team in the SEC this year? Your faithful prognosticator is calling for a 9-3 season for Kentucky. However, I've also picked an 8-4 year for 4 teams, Texas A&M, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Florida. This group of contenders is going to cause some heartburn for Bama and Georgia this year. So what's the SEC final forecast? No matter what the sports media says, I don't see either Alabama or Georgia running the table and going undefeated for the entire regular season of play. Alabama has some of the best players in the country, as usual, plus they have the want-to factor this year, trying to avenge a season-ending loss to Georgia in last year's national title game. Bama coach Nick Saban seems to be able to manage his teams from getting too excited or too down during a football season. Once Bama loses their first game of this year, Coach Saban will start to salivate knowing that he will have the full attention of his team for the remainder of the year. Meanwhile, Georgia is quite vulnerable in 2022. After losing 15 players into the NFL following last year's national championship, Coach Kirby Smart will be facing some new challenges. The good news is that after decades of pressure to win the school's first national championship since 1980 has been lifted. In 2022, I believe that there will be a lack of focus coming from a post-championship season, mixed in with some new and less experienced players, and Georgia's path to the SEC championship will be much more difficult this year. Weird things can and do happen during a long SEC football season, but I do not see Georgia slipping on enough banana peels to keep the dogs out of this year's finale in December. So yes, it's probably going to be Alabama, who I'll say is 11-1, versus Georgia, I'll say is 10-2, in another SEC championship game once again in December. This is a recording. I'm Swamp Swami. Enjoy the football this weekend.